Digital FM. Your Excellency, welcome to 98.4 Capital FM. I know you've probably been here quite a few times with this one, Baridi, but it's my first time meeting you. I've never actually, full confession, I've never been to Ethiopia. I've been through the airport many times because Ethiopian Airways always has, airlines has the best deals all the time, right? So I'm always just like, I'll take that one. But I can never get out of the airport, right? So I would just like you, from your perspective, tell me the top three best things about your country.
First of all, I would like to say thank you so much for inviting me to Capital FM. As you say, this is not my first interview. The three best things about Ethiopia is a country of origin of humanity, one. It has rich history with years of independence and sovereignty, second. And third, our tourist attractions, history, cuisine, among others.
100% the food. 100%.
And also, I'm going to add on, because I've spent quite a bit of time traveling and filming in Ethiopia for travel programs over the years. One of the most beautiful countries visually you will ever see in your life. Forget Addis.
Thank you so much for the kind words.
But it's
words.
True, right?
Brother, it's true.
Addis is a capital like capitals will be, right?
But,
it's big, it's bustling.
It's not only a capital of Ethiopia, but it is a capital of Africa as well. As you know, it's home to the African Union. It's home to the United Nations Economic Commission and quite good number of international organizations and a good number of countries as well.
But when you travel outside of Addis, you've got places like Shashamene, Lalibela, Ilgechefe. Did I say that right or wrong?
It's true. These are places also to the central and southern part of Ethiopia. But if you go to the central and the north, east, west, it's an amazing country in the Horn of Africa.
And
big.
And home to, I mean, it's beautiful, but also home to those gorgeous, massive, fluffy, hairy monkeys that I need to visit in my life. The Inaitwa Gelada? Gelada.
Gelada baboon. Gelada zinjero, we call it. Gelada baboon. It's true. Ethiopia is home to the big five that we in Kenya call them. It has big history and heritage, which are quite very unique and specific to Ethiopia.
Your Excellency, we're going to move on to now the worst three things about your country.
Well, the worst three things. I would say we have issues of we are located in the Horn of Africa, and we have issues of insecurity. One,
yes,
and frankly speaking, Ethiopia has been remembered for underdevelopment, which is now somehow behind us, and also traffic jam, if we say.
yeah. I've sat in some of those traffic jams trying to leave the area where Meskel Square is in the morning. You know what's really cool about, by the way, before we get into the actual discussion, is the amount of people that run from Meskel Square or around that area in the morning. You know, it's a land of runners anyway. And you can actually see it with your own eyes early in the morning.
Let me tell you what I'm not going to do in Ethiopia. I'm not going to go and try and pretend like I can run and keep up with Ethiopia.
After a few nights of injera, you might need to run.
As Kenya, Ethiopia is home to the world elite athletes.
Yeah.
Every now and then you could find hundreds of Ethiopians running in the streets.
So do you have training camps like we do in Iten?
Of course,
really?
We have training camps in different parts of the country, some governed by the federal government, others by regional government.
If you ever need us to go just on like a sightseeing trip or just, you know, a cuisine experience, we're completely free. We're completely available.
That's a welcome.
We should.
In fact, we'll be working with the Ethiopian Airlines to make sure that you are on holiday.
Shut up,
there you go.
Yay!
There you go. Right. And by the way, you'll be very upset when that if you go business class on Ethiopian Airlines, when it lands, you'll be very upset because it is an incredible experience.
You realize this is how you'll send us the tickets, yeah? Mr. Farid the Kimani. How you speak very honorably. And the girl.
now let's get into our discussion this morning. Obviously, it is a beautiful country, and you did mention underdevelopment as something of the past and something that you're leaving behind. But you have had huge leaps and bounds in recent years in terms of economy and growth and GDP as well.
It's true. I mean, Ethiopia has made a leapfrog in many aspects. One is the economy. It has registered double-digit economic growth for over a decade. Education has surpassed many challenges. The infrastructure development, which is, of course, of paramount importance for any country to make progress. big changes are happening in Ethiopia. But despite that, we always say it's not enough. So the new government headed by His Excellency Dr. Abiy Ahmed has embarked on a homegrown economy. Ethiopia is opening up. Kenyan companies now venturing into business in Ethiopia. Safaricom is the best case in point. You have Kenjen and many banking sectors are eagerly awaiting until Ethiopia fully liberalizes its financial sector. So Ethiopia is an African tiger. We have really made progress in many aspects.
Right. And you, sorry, you talk about liberalizing Safaricom. Obviously, that's a huge statement, right, to the rest of Africa that they were ready to come in. I think the work was carried out last year into Ethiopia, right? That must be a huge statement and a way that shows the government itself is modernizing.
My government is committed to open up and make Ethiopia an ideal destination for trade and investment. You'll agree with me. I mean, Kenyan businessmen are so vibrant and they have started to enjoy the potentials that Ethiopia is endowed with.
So is there a conscious decision to attract foreign investment, or is there a hesitation because you don't want to maybe give out too much or go into too much debt like some other African countries?
Now, Ethiopia is opening up. We can't remain an island in this globalized world. So the government has reaffirmed its commitment once and again to make sure that Ethiopia is opening up, it's open for business, it's ready for business. We are trying to make sure that we have proper rules and regulations that will enable to attract foreign direct investment from Africa and very far.
So currently, who is the biggest investor in terms of country?
I'm talking about the last figure in 2021. It was China, but China, Turkey, India. And of course, we have investors from Kenya as well. Good number, in fact, good number. The Ethiopian Embassy in Nairobi receives like 4 or 5 businessmen who are interested to venture into this potential in Ethiopia, a country of over 110 million people, a big market.
Is that directly attributed to the current government structure and current government vision?
It's true.
It didn't happen before?
No, it used to happen before. Of course, Ethiopia has been attracting investors from many countries. But with the introductions of the homegrown economy recently by Prime Minister Dr. Abiy Ahmed's government, now various good number of foreign investors are desirous to put their money and change that into fruitations. So the government has undertaken quite good numbers of changes, and at the same time, Ethiopia is a big market. You know, the population of Ethiopia is the total populations of 4 or 3 countries in the Horn of Africa,
right.
Kenya, Uganda, and many others. So
yes,
it's a big market.
It is
the most secured place, and there are quite good number of incentives like tax holidays and other issues to foreign direct investment.
There we go. We're told that Shibboleths, Araso, and Them Mushrooms.
I know. Collabo.
Yes,
so
collabo, yeah.
20 years ago, we were collaborating.
Oh, it's true.
Tulianza.
Yeah.
Yes. 20 years ago, 20 actually,
years
before.
Ago. No. In fact, this is a textbook example of how art can really make a difference in the relationship between Ethiopia and between any countries and Ethiopia and Kenya in particular. And this is the most popular collabo Amharic Kiswahili.
Awesome.
Yes, awesome. You know, he takes some tunes from prominent Ethiopian singer Muluk and Melesa, and he mixed it with Kiswahili, the mushrooms.
Incredible.
Amazing.
Incredible.
Amazing.
Actually, art and sports have been Kenya and Ethiopia's collaborations over the years. Great rivalries in sports as well. Of course, Gebre Selassie and Paul Tergat. No one will ever forget that rivalry either. So always been friends, but always a friendly competition, if you will.
Well, you know, Ethiopia and Kenya are home to the most elite athletes. Had it not been for Ethiopia and Kenya's competitions, athletics, particularly those long and middle distance, would have been not colorful.
Pretty boring.
So they were a spice of long distance athletics.
Yes.
That's how I see it.
I must say a quick aside. Thank you for honoring Agnes Tirop when she lost her life. I will say that was lovely for you, for your for you guys to do. So thank you for that.
It's a family. It's a fraternity,
so
right?
It is indeed.
Yes,
it's indeed.
Just before we move on to the other side of what we're talking about, you mentioned the financial sector, banks coming into Ethiopia. When you also said liberalizing the banking sector.
The financial sector.
Just explain that a little bit when you say liberalizing it. I just want our listeners to be clear.
We are opening... We will open up the Ethiopian financial sector to other expatriate banks others.
Right.
So far, the Equity Bank, the KCB Bank has opened their liaison offices and are looking forward to engage in their full capacity. But the government is trying to lay the ground for it to happen.
Okay.
So we have many questions coming in, and keep those questions coming. 0701-984-984. Dunstan, one of our beloved listeners, is asking, for a Kenyan, what are the basic requirements for one to get a business permit in Ethiopia? You know, we're hustlers. We want to start now.
Well, you know, to start with, the first comparative advantage that Kenyans do have to invest in Ethiopia is they don't... they are not requested any visa, you know, for Kenyan, even for yourself, to go to Ethiopia is like to go to Kisumu, Mombasa, or any other cities. Apart from that, like any other investors, they will be given tax holidays and other incentives.
Okay, so Ethiopia opening up in many ways. Now, one of the ways it's opening up is this very large population needs electricity, which has been a challenge in the past in many African countries. But you, as a country, have a solution for that, which has caused a few rumbles in other countries that have access to the Great River. Mm. So tell us a little bit about this incredible hydropower resource that is now being harnessed for power in Ethiopia.
The great Ethiopian Renaissance Dam is not only an Ethiopian dam, it's an African dam. The benefits of the dam goes far beyond and wide Ethiopia. Kenya and other neighboring countries also will obviously benefit. The purpose of building this dam is about extricating Ethiopians from poverty and underdevelopment. Out of a total population, close to 120 million, 65 million people do not have any access to electricity.
Mm.
As a result, our sisters, mothers have to trek for miles to fetch water and to collect firewoods. Imagine this is happening in 21st century. In 21st century, any sitting responsible government has to provide decent life to its people. That's what my government is doing. It's about generating energy, providing energy, and providing decent life to its people. It should not have created any rumbling on our low riparian countries. That is not something to happen. But in fact, if there was justice, this dam should have been built by the collective contributions of other riparian countries like Sudan and Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
The construction of the dam will create very conducive environment for desalinations of their major dams. It increased the annual flow of the water to both our sisterly countries. So the dam is about providing decent life to 65 million populations, which is the populations of Kenya plus 15 million Ethiopians.
Yeah, that's very true.
Big number.
It's huge. But what is the concern for those countries? What is their concern? When you talk about Egypt, when you talk about Sudan, what is their concern?
You know, this issue has everything to do with the 1929-59 colonial agreement, which denies countries in the region, including Kenya, not to develop their water resources. So it has everything to do with the colonial agreement, which Ethiopia is also barred from using. My country contributes 86% of the total water, out of which we use zero.
Mm-hmm.
Zero.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Other countries, like the remaining riparians, the share is just 40%.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about the colonial agreement, which bars other riparian countries not to use it.
Okay. So, but an outdated document anyway, you would say.
You know, you can't abide by an agreement which you have not signed.
Right.
Ethiopia has not signed. Okay. Kenya has not signed. In fact, other riparian countries, like including Kenya, were under colony.
Right.
When was that agreement?
1959.
So why did we wait till now to start complaining about it?
Well, the Nile Basin Initiative has been working to make sure that there is an equity, there is justice in the share of the water for the past 12 years.
And what are your hopes for that?
Well, I'm optimistic that our sister countries like Egypt and Sudan will really understand the development need of Ethiopia and other riparian countries.
Mm. And obviously the enormous generated power that this will provide to the region.
It's true.
All right. So talking about regions, Your Excellency, I just have to ask, so talk to me about Tigray, please. Tigray is a region. People from Tigray are Tigrayans. Why are they not Ethiopians?
They are Ethiopians. In fact, Tigray is one of 11 regions in the country. We have two city administrations. They are part and parcel of Ethiopia. In fact, Tigray is the core of Ethiopia's civilization. So you can't contemplate Ethiopia without Tigray.
Okay.
What's happening on the ground right now?
Now, my government has issued indefinite cessation of hostilities. International organizations, in tandem with my government, are providing humanitarian assistance to people affected by the conflict.
Okay, but you know, would you say Western media is telling their own story? Because Google it, I mean, it doesn't tell that story, right? Are you saying, so is Western media just telling us? I mean, we have a lot of people coming in here. We had the Russian ambassador saying that the same thing is kind of happening there as well.
Well, I don't want to generalize, but there are irresponsible medias which are hell-bent on giving the negative sides of the efforts by Ethiopia's government and sometimes negative narratives about the situations on the ground. But now humanitarian assistance is being provided. The government is committed to ensure that impunity is not rewarded.
Okay.
You spoke, you struck a chord with my heart because you spoke about the importance of art and culture. What is it like for a member of the media in Ethiopia? What are the freedoms of press? Like, tell us a little bit about that. When we finally move, that's you and me, Fried. When we finally move to Ethiopia, what's it like there?
Well, the government has ensured freedom of the press, freedom of the media. The space is widened. Capital FM is welcome to Ethiopia.
We going?
We can open our Addis office. How about that? So we can be Capital FM Addis Ababa. FM, I am fresh from booking my flight on Kenya Airways, and you guys think I'm joking. To Addis. I'm not joking. There you go. Booked and ready.
I knew this would happen. This happens all the time.
You've made me homesick for my second home, which
Please
is
welcome.
Ethiopia. Yes,
you've made me hungry, actually.
Now, we talk about being homesick. This is your home for the last 10 years.
It's true. It's my home. It's my second home. Yeah. I have been in Kenya for about 10 years. I got married in Kenya. My children are still schooling in Kenya, particularly Makini.
Wait, shout out!
Yeah.
So I mean, it's my home, and I have made quite a good number of friends as well, whom we really share much in common. This is a very great country.
Yeah,
I really, really, really will miss it.
And yes.
The good thing, Kenya is not very far. It's very close to Ethiopia, so I would have a chance to visit either with Ethiopian Airlines or KQ, don't worry.
Yeah, you go. So your tenure is now coming to an end after 10 years.
Yes, I'm about to conclude my tour of duty to Nairobi.
Right.
But the 10 years that I have been in Kenya have been amazing. The relationship has made an exponential growth. The political and diplomatic relations has registered concrete changes. The Lamu port has started. Its first berth has been inaugurated. The Moyale one border post has been operational. As a result, there is an increasing exchange of goods and movement of people. As we speak, Ethiopia and Kenya are negotiating on the power purchase agreement.
Mm-hmm.
Look, the sustainability of any diplomatic ties between countries depend on the dividend that an ordinary people that can enjoy. So the progress that they have made will bring injera to my table and ugali to your table. So this is how it is going to happen.
Okay, how about this,
share
right?
A meal, yeah.
Imagine this. Ugali wrapped in injera. Because you almost, you kind of already have the Sukuma Wiki version.
We have the Sukuma Wiki version.
What do you call it?
Gommen.
Of course. They say it better.
Just sounds better. Yeah.
So we started this interview with three best and three worst things about Ethiopia. Now, just as a man, Meles Alem, please tell us the three best things about Kenya and the three worst things about Kenya before you leave us on 98.4 Capital FM.
Kenya's hospitality. It's citizens' deliverance. The tourist areas, the media, and the country.
Amazing.
Well, the jam.
Were we the worst?
What's the worst? Is Addis or Nairobi for traffic?
Well, it depends on the time and the place that you're going. But that's the only thing that.
And that will be resolved very soon with the overpass.
It is.
Now, before we do let you go, you said your tenure here, which we're very sad to say, will be over. But I know when you come back to Kenya to visit, you'll come back and just see us at Capital FM. Kenya Airways has deals that you have to book by tomorrow. Do you want me to book your flight for you back to Addis? Because I can do it right
here. Yeah, but whose credit card?
I'll tell you what, I'll use mine. We'll have a conversation when I come to Addis. But really great to see you again. Thank you so much. And I know we'll see you again.
Sansana.
Yes. Capital FM.